Good to be here tonight.
Thanks a lot.
I would just been glad to give you my time and went ahead and sing. I enjoyed that singing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why? Because I felt the power of God in you.
Amen.
Why do what? Whenever you begin to feel the power coming down, you can rest assured God is pleased.
Amen.
All right. I think it's a passage of scripture that has been hounding me to death all day. And I would go one place and read, and that didn't mean nothing to me. I'd go somewhere else and read, and that didn't mean nothing to me. But so sure, the Lord, I ain't got no more sense than do what you'd have me to do. But I read this somewhere, preached it somewhere. After 40 years, you'd think you read the most of it, but I can't remember. But anyway, in the 11th chapter of the book of Mark is a great, great story. And I'm not going to try to read all of it, but maybe just a little bit of it. But in this story, I guess the last time maybe that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, going to the cross to give his life for me and you, he asked the disciples, he asked the two disciples to go and enter into the place, the village, and he said, over next to you, you'll find the colt tied. And he said, you loose it. And he said, if the owner asks what you need with it, just say, the master has need of it. You know, and the story goes on, and they went into Jerusalem, and it's a great story. But, you know, as I read this story, I found the greater story for me was where they found the colt tied. The fourth verse is what we're going to read. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met. And they loosed him. You can be seated. You know, as I read this story, as I thought about this and been reading it for a long time, and I'm so glad that one day when I was living in sin, I come to a place where two ways met. In my life, I come to a place to the forks of the road. Whenever I knew that I needed Jesus, I more than I needed the world. The Bible said that they found the little colt tied. He was tied up. He couldn't go. But listen, the door. I'm glad that whenever I come to the crossroads of my life, the door, I was there. I was without salvation. I was without anything. I was benefited. Brother, listen to Jesus. He said, I am the door. He said, if any man enter in by me, he shall be saved. Then he shall go out in and out and find pleasure. Boys, listen. Whenever I found the crossroads of my life, I realized that I'm going to have to choose one of the other ways. And I wanted to be, I wanted to choose a way. I listened to make heaven my home, and the door was there. You know, I had to come to the grips with myself. I had to lose Satan, and I had to let him go. And I thought about whenever the disciples, they loosed a little cold and let him go. He was free to go with them. Whenever I was loose from Satan and the sin that was in my life, whenever the Lord forgive me of my sin, brother, I was on the right road. I become a joy. showing error. I was a Savior who went and bled and died for me and you. Listen, we're not under the bondage of sin no more. But we have made joint heirs with our Savior. Listen. I don't know what all went on in that story. I know one thing. Whenever I come to the crossroads of my life, you may be here tonight. You might be saved for a long time. And you might still be at the crossroads. And you're going to have to make a decision. Brothers, you're not exactly who you ought to be. Listen, we ought to be free people. We ought to be free from the sins and the bondage of the world. My, loose it and let it go. And then you'll be a candidate to be an heir with the Savior. But I'm glad tonight. I believe Peter, he said that there was an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Brother, that is reserved in heaven for me and you. When we come to the crossroads of our life, when we make the decision, are we going to serve Jesus? He was faithful and just. Forgive us of our sins and write our name way up yonder. Brother, listen, this world I can do anything it wants to do. But listen, it can't take my name out of the life. He can't put it there. He can't take it out.
Amen.
Let the devil go. Loose him. And let the good devil go. If the blessings is far and few between, something needs to go. And whenever I read where it were, that the disciples came and they failed. I just exactly I lacked what Jesus had told them to do. Has Jesus ever told you anything that was wrong? No. He said, if you come to me and confess your sins and believe on me, he said, I'm just and faithful to forgive you. A lot of times in my life, down across the uneven journeys of life, I have come to the crossroads again and again and again. The devil seems like discourages me. I have to steal away somewhere and begin to pray. Lord, I know I'm saved. I know everything is fixed up. I need a touch from the Savior's hand. Brother, I need a touch to let you know that you're still near and you're still around and you still live within. Brother, and he's never failed me yet.
Amen.
He said, I'll go with you all the way.
Amen.
Even unto the end of the world.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, it's nothing to be seen, but you can sure feel it.
Amen.
I can feel Jesus all around me, all over me. And when I get to the point that I can't feel him, I know I've come to the crossroads. I need to make a decision. I'd not drift on out into the world. I turn to him and renew my covenant with him. Brother, listen, we're renewed day after day. If you let the sins of the world, I begin to build up and up. The first thing you know, you make the wrong decision, and the devil's took you back out into the wilds of the world.
Amen.
I'm glad to be saved in you.
Amen.
Come to the crossroads of life. At the door. You're there at the door. Jesus is there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But he said, I will go with you all the way. Where the little colt was tied, there was a door. There was a door. He said, I am the door. My. I'm glad I'm saved tonight, ain't you? If you're here tonight and you are at the crossroads of your life,
He's the door, and he's standing right before you. You're standing at the doorway. If you'll make a right decision, and he'll bless you beyond measure. Listen, you slip out and come to an altar of prayer. They might not be, and I'm satisfied. Men and women will come and pray with you, but if they don't, I promise you, upon the authority of God's Word, if your heart's right, Jesus will meet you there.
Amen.
And I tell you,
bless the Lord.
Every once in a while we can't speak for our brothers and sisters, but we can always speak for Christ. He is true. I listen, and He never fails. He is not slack concerning His promises. He said, I will be there. So upon the authority of God's Word, I can say, Jesus, I will meet you right here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He is the door. You need to lose all doubts. You need to lose anything that would separate you from the love of Christ.
That's right.
Loose it and let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. They loosed the little colt and took him to Jesus, which no man had ever sat on a little colt, and took him home to Jerusalem. But it just blessed my soul when I found where they tied the little colt, where they found him. They found him tied in a place where two ways met. There's a broad road that leads to destruction. Meaning, there be that go thereon. But there's a straight and narrow road that leads to glory. Ain't we happy to be on that road?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And there ain't no unclean thing as you want to pass on that road.
Amen.
And you may think you'll get away with a lot of stuff. You ain't going to get away with nothing. You may walk along. You may travel along by the way of the church. But when we finally get to where we're going, Jesus said, depart from me. I never knew you. So you ain't fooling nobody but yourself. We are not fooling nobody but ourselves. So often, all along, when I come to the grips of my life, I have to repent of my sins. I have to renew my covenant. I said, God, are you there? Sure, I know He was all the time. He said, I'm your brother. I'm your sister. I'm your daddy and I'm your mama.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing that we need that He can't supply our needs.
Amen.
We just call on Him. Amen. Now, that's what the Lord give me, the few scattering remarks. And maybe I don't preach a long time like JB. But you're at the crossroads of your life. I can promise you, you get your heart right. Call on Jesus and He'll be there. Let's stand. I'm going to ask a songwriter, whoever does that, get a song. And you search yourself. I don't know your heart. I don't know what's going on today. I don't know what went on yesterday, and I don't even want to know. But you know. Listen, all the things that are happening in our country, and you know as much or more than I do, Jesus is on the way out. Jesus is on the way out. Loose the devil and let him go. He's the only thing that's holding you back. As we sing, you search your soul and face anything there that you need to get rid of. Right now it's a good time to do it. How about it? Love in Jesus.